This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Joy 94.9. In the studio with me now is the youngest winner ever of The Voice Australia, winning through Team Jessie J just 4 weeks ago. Ellie Drennan, congratulations and welcome to Joy.
Thank you.
Now, I need to ask the big, big, important question first up. Have you decided what the hell are you going to do with $100,000?
Not yet. No.
No idea yet?
Got some? No. I think I'm going to buy something for my brothers or give them some money, but I haven't actually decided what I'm going to do yet.
Must be a nice thing to have in the back of your head that I need to decide what to do with $100,000.
Yeah.
Now, for those who weren't watching The Voice, let's catch up a little on the Ellie Drennan story. You're from the Central Coast of New South Wales. Does that make you a country girl?
Not really.
No? So, sort of urban, coastal, is that fairer?
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't feel like a country girl?
Not really, no.
No. Okay. How would you describe your family? You mentioned you've got brothers, siblings, older, younger?
I have an older brother and a younger brother. And
so you're the middle child?
I am.
Yeah. Do you feel like the middle child? Did you always get picked on? Did you always not get enough attention from mum?
Oh, I think it all goes both ways. Like, we all pick on each other.
Very good. So a good relationship with the brothers, obviously, if you're going to buy them presents. So.
Yeah.
Or is that to bribe them, to stop them picking
them? Pretty much.
Yeah, right. Now, you're only 16 now, 17 next month.
Yes.
Now, you're already producing music both on YouTube and you even put out an EP independently. So music's been a big part of what you've been doing for some time.
Yeah, like, I've been singing since I was really young and started doing gigs when I was 12 and like busking, singing at weddings and engagement parties, and I've sang at like Lazotte's on the Central Coast and Newcastle. So I've just been singing ever since I could.
So everybody in the family that was having an event always called on Ellie to come and sing, whether it was the wedding, the christening.
No, these were random people's weddings.
Oh, okay. So you're getting paid as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
All right. Now, according to impeccable sources, Wikipedia, your inspirations include Adele, Matt Corby, Katy Perry, and Angus and Julia Stone. That's pretty wide range in style.
Yeah.
Is it what they do or how they do it that's more interesting for you?
Well, I love like listening to all different type of music and seeing how different people sing different things, because that's how I kind of learn from to how I sing and how I do things. But I also love like singers who do covers of other songs and change it to make it their own. And I just love watching artists that do their own individual thing and are so different to other artists, because that's what really inspires me to be myself.
Well, talking of taking a cover and making it your own, you took Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl, which, is an interesting song for a 16-year-old to take.
Yeah.
How did you feel about taking on that song?
Well, I love Katy Perry, so she's always been one of my inspirations and I always love her music. So that was one of my favourite songs because it's just a fun song and it was one of her big songs. So it's one of those songs people were hearing and go, oh, I know that song. So I wanted to do that one, but I had to talk with mum for a bit before because she was a little bit iffy about it.
Nervous of the whole implication.
But in the end, it's just about having fun. If I love the song, then sing it. Like, so yeah, the cover that I did of it was inspired by Katy Perry's own acoustic version because she has her MTV Unplugged set that she does. So that's where I got the cover from. And yeah, I love her.
Now, the winner of The Voice for 2015, Ellie Drennan, is with us here on Joy 94.9.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9 is in the studio with us still is Ellie Drennan, the 16-year-old winner of The Voice this year. Now, given you're already recording and building a bit of a fan following online, what made you decide to give The Voice a go?
Well, before The Voice, I was uploading covers on Facebook, and I had a small fan base from that because a lot of people on the Central Coast knew who I was, and like I'd walk through the shops and I'm like, oh, that's the girl that posts the covers on Facebook. So the main reason why I auditioned for The Voice was to get more exposure, and so more people would be able to listen to my music, and I don't think not going on that show, I wouldn't have been able to get the fan base that I have now, because like I posted one of my videos that I posted now has 900,000 views. So it's like, it's helped me a lot with exposure, and that's really all I wanted.
Yeah, absolutely. It certainly did that. Now, apart from winning, do you have a favorite moment from your time on The Voice? I know this is probably a question you've been asked a couple of times, but
one of my the highlights from The Voice would have to be being able to sing with Jessie, and especially singing Halo with her, because it was really amazing being able to be in her moment as well and sharing the stage with her, especially because I've been a massive fan of her since I was really little. So yeah, that was really special. But also having my family there to support me, and like my grandma and grandpa were there for the first time on the grand finale because my grandma's been really sick throughout the whole show. So it was really special having them there, and I think having family and my friends there to support me was one of the main things too.
Yeah, that's pretty special. Talking of the fact that you did get up and perform with Jessie J, how did you and the other contestants feel about the fact that, you know, when these really successful artists who were your mentors and the judges got up and did their thing too? Because the fact was, this year all of the performances from the mentors blew everybody away as well. I mean, Delta, when she did Wings, Jessie did a couple of her tracks. Like, they started the series with Bang Bang with all of the judges on the stage. How did it feel like to you seeing these people up close and personal performing amazingly?
Yeah, it was really cool because, like, we were on a show where we were all singing, and it was really inspiring being able to watch our coaches get up and perform and have people to look up to watch and learn from how they perform and what they do. So it was really, we were really lucky to be able to be there and experience that.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's nice to hear that it was inspirational.
Yeah.
And did you feel like you actually learnt something seeing the masters at work, you know, from a behind the scenes perspective?
Yeah, well, like, I learned a lot from Jessie, just her in general. So I was so lucky to be able to be there and watch her perform and also have her guide me in the right directions and help me get through it. So, yeah, I was really lucky.
Was there ever a time where you thought, I got that completely wrong?
I don't know. It's happened so fast. It's really hard to remember, like, the wrong things because everything was amazing. So it's hard to actually remember what happened. But, I don't know. I just really enjoyed everything. And I'm the type of person that kind of forgets the negative stuff and just always thinks about the positive. So it's, yeah.
I don't think there was much that you did wrong. And let's face it, the results speak for themselves. So now, your performance of California Dreaming, I think, was one that probably won many of the viewers over. I know it was, I thought that was the winning moment for me, for you. Did you feel like that was a special song at the time?
Yeah, well, when I first heard the song, I was kind of like, oh, why would they send me this song? Like, it's so not me. So I had to think about it. And I looked at the Sia version, and that's where I kind of went with the song. But I added a lot more stuff into it. And, you know, it was, by the end of it, I actually ended up loving that song. And when I performed it, I really enjoyed it. So, yeah, it was really good experience because I got to learn a lot more about music and different genres and different songs. I probably would never look at and think, oh, I'm going to sing that. So, yeah, it really helped me a lot.
Was that a lesson in itself that you needed to challenge yourself to do something different?
Yeah, well, I always love challenging myself when I sing. So that was one of the good challenges.
Fantastic. Now, the winner's single, Ghost, is out now and has made you an instant ARIA chart top 40 success. how do you feel about that?
It's crazy. Like, I never would have thought that I would be in any chart. So, it doesn't feel real, but it's really exciting.
What's on the agenda for Ellie Drennan in the next little while?
I'm after this Westfield tour that I'm doing at the moment. I really hope that I can put my head down and start writing more songs and hopefully get an album out of my originals.
I was going to say, because you are a songwriter, yeah, as well as a singer, so the next album from you will definitely be something that you create.
Yes, hopefully.
Fantastic, fantastic. Ellie Drennan's new single, Ghost, is out now. Ellie, congratulations once again, and thank you for coming in to see us at Joy.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.